You are listening to station WGN.
Oh, a microphony!
And a phony at the mic! Yeah. Whoa!
And radio became an accepted vehicle for nationwide news and opinion.
Notify all radio and TV stations to broadcast the following message.
Oh, is that the comedy spot?
No, Bubblehead, this is a comedy spot.
You're a fun guy, Dave. You're lonely on an island.
What a dope. What a maroon.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
5, 4, 3, 2.
And now, live from the Allstate Skyline Studios, here's Dave.
And here he is. Good morning, everybody. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. Good morning, Roger Badish.
And good morning to you, too.
Ashley, good morning and welcome in for Curtis this morning.
Good morning.
What's happening?
I'm graduating in a week.
I know. I'm very excited for you. Are you exhausted from packing, moving, and grabbing all your stuff?
I am. Today I spent a whole day just reorganizing my whole closet.
Your life.
Yeah.
Organizing your life.
Everything.
And what are you majoring in? Anthropology?
I'm a double major in marketing and broadcast communication.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. You do a fine job here.
Thank you.
Look at that. You know what? It's funny because, I mean, we worked together on and off, I don't know, for what, the last year? Has it been the year?
Yeah,
year. Yeah. And I don't see you as, like, still in school. Like, you really do a fine job.
Thank you very
much. Absolutely.
She's going to take over
the
world.
It's for your resume. I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
Really
absolutely.
Is.
You know, speaking of taking over the whole world, you know, these millennials. Well, actually, I don't think you're a millennial, are you?
No, I'm actually a Gen Z.
You're
I looked
a
it up.
Gen Z.
I so, missed it by 1 year.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, for those of you who don't know all these, everyone who's young, mm-hmm. every old person just calls them a millennial. Ah, damn millennials.
Yeah, right? I sometimes spout that once in a while.
Okay,
yeah.
So Gen Z is someone born between, what year were you born, dear?
97.
Yeah, so it says 95 to 2015 is a Gen Z,
mm-hmm.
currently 4 to 24 years old, nearly 74 million of you. Now let's talk about that, 74 million of Gen Z. Gen Y is also called millennials. So Gen Y is a millennial, and that is 80 to 94. Currently 25 to 39 years old. There's 31 million.
I've got one of those.
25 to 29 and 42, 29 to 39.
Yeah, okay. Our son is in that group.
Gen X, 65 to 79. So
I
that's
got one
me.
Of those, too.
That's me. All right, so 82 million of us.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to be the largest group is us. Mm-hmm. I thought it was baby boomers. There's only 76 million.
Really?
And that's 1944 to 1964.
Well, it's post-war.
Yeah, so Gen X is the one. But anyway, there are things out there, and I saw this article this week, so I thought I'd share it with you guys. But things millennials and Gen Z has never heard of or will never experience.
Are you sure they haven't heard of it?
Well, they just did.
I mean, because it may have come out of, you know, like the baby boomer's mouth.
Yeah.
I may have yelled something at them, like, you know, get off my real grass, you know.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, we talk about, you know, hey, go ahead and dial grandma. Well, dial
oh,
the phone.
They would never.
Dial the phone.
Do you dial a smartphone?
Can
you
I
have
please?
To dial?
I still have a rotary phone in the basement,
yeah.
intentionally in this bar that I have, because it's mm-hmm. kind of a retro-looking bar.
Right.
So, and I actually answered the phone on it today, and then my six-year-old, who I don't think ever really looked at it before, said, how do you use that? And it still works. Like, I had to have it fixed. I mean, you have to dial
yeah.
it to get it going, and it mm-hmm. still does.
That's work fantastic.
Phone. How about when I, when, has anyone ever said to you, Ashley, hey, roll down the window. Your dad?
I don't think so. It may be in passing, but you
yeah.
should know.
Roll down the window. You can't roll
like
down
with the
window.
Crank.
No. I mean, the
yeah.
window
with
does.
With a crank. Boy, it really sounds old when
crank
she says it that way.
Crank down the window.
Yeah. Rolling down the window. All right. Green stamps. Do you remember? Do you have
no.
any idea what green stamps are?
No.
Roger, why don't you tell everybody what that was? Because that's how you got that shirt.
Yeah. How'd you know? I still have some books at home, actually. So green stamps were premiums that you would get when you would shop at certain stores that subscribed to it. S&H Green Stamps, S&H Company, was here in Chicago.
Yep.
And you could go to not just like grocery stores, but you can get them at clothing stores. You can get them at hardware stores. They were all at every store. And they were stamps. And you would have a stamp book at
number,
home.
You got a certain number based on the money you spent.
Exactly. Oh, and wow. Depending on...
it's like points.
It was points. So if you had like seven 1-point stamps, you get the little stamps that were smaller than a regular postal stamp. But you could also get them, if you spent a lot of money, you'd get a 10-point or a 20-point stamp, which were larger stamps so that you wouldn't have to, you know, spend all day long licking stamps and throwing them on the pages. And then you then could take the books, these booklets that would be filled, and go in and get stuff like toasters and TV sets and premiums.
That's
things
really
that
cool.
were cool to have that you might not be able to save up for.
So it's kind of a point, like when you scan your little card for, you know, for Starbucks or Walgreens or wherever you're at, or Panera, and you're getting points piled up, and then you take money
or even
off
at the
whatever.
Gas stations. Don't some chains give some points now when you get gas?
But you would go somewhere to redeem your stamps for other things.
Yeah, it was kind of like a service merchandise place.
Yeah,
where you would walk in and out on a conveyor belt would come your little.
It was
gift.
A saver book.
Yeah,
a saver book. Yeah,
and we had a ton of them.
Yeah, yes, we did.
That's why I don't have any spit left.
Okay,
licking so many stamps.
An automat. Do you know what an automat is?
No.
Okay, so it was like a vending machine, but it was a wall of food. Mm-hmm. Like some of these places would be the restaurant. You would go up and you would find a turkey sandwich, and you would open the little door and you would get your hot or cold.
Well, you had to put your money in.
Right. And then you get your little sandwich and go sit down.
Right.
Yeah.
And they would some of them, the fancy ones, would actually move.
Yeah.
So you would have to it would move past you as you're standing there.
Yeah.
And then you would put your money in and wait and grab it, and then it would move on.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. This might be more your time, Raj, on this one, but needing a key to roller skate.
Oh, yeah, I had them. Oh, yeah.
Ashley's face.
I'm shocked they don't know about most of these, because I watch like old-time shows and stuff. You would think that I would come across some of these things.
Well, you know how like a roller derby or a roller rink, it's like a shoe. You put your foot in the shoe and lace it up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These were actual metal skates that would adjust front and back, and you needed a key to tighten the not only the length, but then there were little hooks on the side of the skate, and you had to turn the key so the hooks would come in onto your shoe so it wouldn't fall off of your shoe. Mm-hmm. And the wheels were actually metal. And if you and of course the sidewalks were not smooth back then.
No.
They were very rocky, and of course a lot of kids would go skating in the alleys, which were not paved. They were filled with rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would go through skates like crazy.
Yeah.
Would you wear your normal shoes that you wear every day and just slap them on?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's nifty.
Mm-hmm.
I actually before that's there cute. Were really cool skateboards, before they sold these really fancy schmancy ones, I actually cut a skate in half and nailed it to the bottom of a wooden board that I had sanded down. And that was my skateboard.
I had worked for Montgomery Ward Corporate, and what they would tell me in the long warehouse that sits on Chicago Avenue and the Chicago River, those two long warehouses, they would wear to go pick orders.
Exactly.
This is Montgomery Ward and Sears were really the original Amazon, and they couldn't survive, which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
But you would order through your catalog, and that's the other thing. That's another thing I've gone by, is you would get the big catalog to see clothes and toys and what was out there. But the way they would pick it is they would go pick it on the roller skates and go back and forth.
Because it was so huge, the hallways, it's like now you see at Amazon.
Yeah.
But now Amazon is all automated. It's like the stuff moves and you don't.
Yeah. Milk cans. So if you're if you subscribe to like Oberweis, you put your cooler on the side of the house. But there were milk cans, and they weren't insulated; they were just metal,
right?
So I don't know if
they would they would get colder faster and hold the cold faster, but not insulated.
We have one, Heidemann's. I can't remember what the name of the company.
Heidemann's.
That wasn't Heidemann's.
That's the bakery one.
Heidemann's, something like that. But we have one in the backyard that we found when we were living in our old house, and we have all of our gardening tools in there, like all our small gardening tools.
Now, so that's the actual box. How about the old milk canisters? These were huge milk canisters, maybe about, I want to say, 3 feet high, 3 or 4 feet high,
okay,
with a top that had a rubber ring on it, mm-hmm, so it would hold good. Those we used when I worked at Dairy Queen. We would get those and keep them in the freezer. That's what would come from the dairy company.
Wow.
And then we would pour them into the top hopper,
yeah,
of the ice cream machine. And we used ice milk at Dairy Queen at the time.
Yeah.
And that's, those are collectibles. You can use those as planters.
Ask Roger about skating on the dirt roads. hanging up a phone. There was certain satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking the phone with the corded phone, and nobody, yeah, half the people in America don't even have a house phone anymore. And you'd slam it on the hook,
right? Especially if you're mad.
Done. Yeah, if you're mad. Oh yeah,
yeah.
You know what? Go to hell.
And then, bam.
How do you do that now?
Actually, we do. I know you've got one, but we have. Mm-hmm. We've got one in the kitchen. It's a punch button, but
yeah.
But I could slam that real good.
And you have.
I know.
And you have. Why does a phone or alarm clock ring? Now phones and alarm clocks can make any kind of sound, but yeah. Hey, did you hear the phone ring?
Exactly. Was the phone ringing? Was that for me?
My 13-year-old daughter's like, what? What 90-year-old man? What?
Yeah.
Why do cashiers ring up a purchase? Ring it up, because you would press the button.
You would press several buttons.
And they would ring.
And depending on what it was. So for each purchase, you would punch it in and hit a plus sign, kind of like an adding machine, and it would ring. But then if you had more, you would continue punching in the individual prices,
yes,
on these buttons, yeah, and then finally hit total, and it would ring twice or three times, and then the drawer would pop out at you.
Mm-hmm. How about sounds like, hey, sounds like a broken record. Now, some kids,
right,
my daughter's got a record player. She's 13. So she gets what a record is and knows that it can be broken and skipping over and so forth. But that's where that came from. Obviously, it was.
Well, Ashley should know about that.
Yeah, I definitely know about that.
Like a broken record.
That one I got.
Yeah. Clockwise. Let me see here. Online computer things. Oh, yeah. Why do we say online for computer? Here's what makes me laugh sometimes when I have a, and I say this with all due respect, but some guests aren't very tech savvy. Mm-hmm. So when they're giving me their website, they have to read the www 15 mm-hmm times to me.
Yeah.
It's www.wgnradio.com. Mm-hmm. How about just wgnradio.com?
Right.
I don't need to hear the three W's. I know it's mm-hmm a world wide web mm-hmm at this point. Rewind. Hey, rewind. You know, you're watching a movie. Yeah, yeah, let's go to bed. Go ahead and rewind it and we'll go to bed.
Yeah.
Rewind
or
it.
Be kind. Video, like rewind.
Tapes, yeah. VHS and beta. Huh?
Be kind, rewind. Mm-hmm. Those were the stickers from the video stores that would be on the videotapes, and they wanted to make sure that you would rewind the tape before you returned it to the video store.
When you see CC on an email,
mm-hmm,
what does that mean?
Carbon copy.
Oh, not you.
I know you know that.
I'm sorry. I thought you were looking at me.
You're still making. I was looking at you. You still make carbon copies.
I do. I have carbons at home. I got real good at carbons.
Yeah, so.
Does Ashley know about carbon?
When you would type something, because I had a typewriter as a kid too, you would put a piece of carbon paper on a second piece and duplicate the letter that you were.
Okay, mm-hmm, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was just one sheet of paper.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's nifty.
Let's see. That's nifty.
There's an old term.
Don't touch that dial. We still say that here sometimes. Don't touch that dial. Because there was a dial on a radio.
Right.
Obviously, you're not
dialing. TV, too.
And TV, yeah. Running out of steam. Ah, you're going to run out of steam. What does that mean?
Well, you're going to get tired. You're going to exhaust your
steam engines. You'd run out of steam on a train.
Yeah.
Dialing a number would be another one. Oh, it's a Kodak moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Picture.
Picture.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
I know Kodak Chrome from Paul Simon.
You'll never know dropping off film to have it develop so you can see what the pictures look like that you just took.
I still do it. We still have those disposable cameras
that Bridget
took like five pictures out of like 20.
Yeah.
And it's been sitting in a closet for 30 years. And so she keeps them in a bag. And I took them in, and actually some of them still came out.
Because we would drop them off at a photo mat, which mm-hmm. was like a little teeny house, like right. in a parking lot. You would just drive by. It was like a drive-thru at the
it
time.
It was, yeah.
Or Scrudlin's. I remember Scrudlin's in Chicago.
We like took our general camera, had a place downtown and up on Devon Avenue and a couple of other places. And that's where we went. And do you remember having to put in a flash cube?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember
those?
Yeah. This was a special four flashes.
Mm-hmm.
In a cube shape that you would put click into the top of the camera so that you didn't have to keep changing out light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I just got a few more I got to get through before we get to the news here.
Well, we got time.
Adjusting a TV antenna.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you would have to, you would stand there for a half hour until you mm-hmm. got the right signal. I know it's kind of crazy. Balancing a checkbook.
Yep.
Sitting down and writing. Now, my dad still does it, but making a mixtape. That was more of an 80s thing, I think.
Ashley should know that. I bet you they still do it, but like on digital.
Yeah, and like a CD.
Yeah.
My brother's gotten a couple CDs from girlfriends, which is kind of fun.
And here's the one I lament about the most, and I talked about this with Larry Potash when I co-hosted with him a couple months ago, is we talked about Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
They don't exist anymore.
No.
That's nothing you would know about.
They were awesome.
They were awesome. Here's what we get on the show, really quick. Christian Slater. Christian Slater. Christian Stolte.
Well, you're really branching out there.
From NBC Chicago Fire. Christian Stolte from NBC Chicago Fire. Right after 3, you're going to really love this conversation. Even if you don't know much about the show, you're going to learn about it. There's a show called Laughin' on NBC. Mm-hmm. It was like the precursor to Saturday Night Live. George Schlatter was the producer. He found Lily Tomlin and Goldie Hawn and Artie Johnson and Ronan Martin and Ruth Buzzy and mm-hmm. all these other names. And it was a really kind of edgy, controversial show. And there's a Netflix special coming up on that. We're going to talk to him. Bill Medley, the Righteous Brothers, back in town. We'll talk to him. And at 4 o'clock, get ready. We'll talk about your favorite TV mom. We've got some good clips. And Roger, I've got a little quiz for you.
Oh, my God.
So we'll do that after the break.
And you're only doing that because I'm old.
Because you're old. It's 720 WGN.